Chapter 39. Third Prophecy Against Gog. Now, son of man, prophesy against Gog in these words. Thus says the Lord God. See, I am coming at you, Gog, chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. I will turn you about, I will urge you on, and I will make you come up from the recesses of the north. I will lead you against the mountains of Israel. Then I will strike the bow from your left hand, and make the arrows drop from your right. Upon the mountains of Israel you shall fall, you and all your troops and the peoples who are with you. To birds of prey of every kind, and to the wild beasts I am giving you to be eaten. On the open field you shall fall, for I have decreed it, says the Lord God. I will send fire upon Magog and upon those who live securely in the coastlands. Thus they shall know that I am the Lord. I will make my holy name known among my people Israel. I will no longer allow my holy name to be profaned. Thus the nations shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Yes, it is coming, and shall be fulfilled, says the Lord God. This is the day I have decreed. Then shall those who live in the cities of Israel go out and burn weapons, shields and bucklers, bows and arrows, clubs and lances. For 7 years they shall make fires with them. They shall not have to bring in wood from the fields, or cut it down in the forests, for they shall make fires with the weapons. Thus they shall plunder those who plundered them, and pillage those who pillaged them, says the Lord God. On that day I will give Gog for his tomb a well-known place in Israel, the valley of Abarim, east of the sea. It is blocked to travelers. Gog shall be buried there with all his hoard, and it shall be named Valley of Hamon Gog. To purify the land, the house of Israel shall need 7 months to bury them. All the people of the land shall bury them, and gain renown for it, when I reveal my glory, says the Lord God. Men shall be permanently employed to pass through the land, burying those who lie unburied, so as to purify the land. For 7 months they shall keep searching. When they pass through, should they see a human bone, let them put up a marker beside it, until others have buried it in the valley of Hamon Gog. Also, the name of the city shall be Hamona. Thus the land shall be purified. As for you, son of man, says the Lord God, say to birds of every kind, and to all the wild beasts, come together, from all sides, gather for the slaughter I am about to provide for you, a great slaughter on the mountains of Israel. You shall have flesh to eat, and blood to drink. You shall eat the flesh of warriors, and drink the blood of the princes of the land, rams, lambs, and goats, bullocks, fatlings of Bashan, all of them. From the slaughter which I will provide for you, you shall eat fat until you are filled, and drink blood until you are drunk. You shall be filled at my table with horses and riders, with warriors and soldiers of every kind, says the Lord God. Israel's return. Thus I will display my glory among the nations, and all the nations shall see the judgment I have executed, and the hand I have laid upon them. From that day forward, the house of Israel shall know that I am the Lord, their God. The nations shall know that because of its sins, the house of Israel went into exile, for they transgressed against me, and I hid my face from them, and handed them over to their foes, so that all of them fell by the sword. According to their uncleanness and their transgressions, I dealt with them, hiding my face from them. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, now I will restore the fortunes of Jacob, and have pity on the whole house of Israel, and I will be jealous for my holy name. They shall forget their disgrace, and all the times they broke faith with me, when they live in security on their land, with no one to frighten them. When I bring them back from among the peoples, I will gather them from the lands of their enemies, and will prove my holiness through them in the sight of many nations. Thus they shall know that I, the Lord, am their God, since I, who exile them among the nations, will gather them back on their land, not leaving any of them behind. No longer will I hide my face from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel, says the Lord God.